Radio.
Sometimes I think that we think that Jesus came to earth carrying a big eraser, and that when he redeemed us, he simply would wipe out all the commandments of the Old Testament and replace them with new ones. But just because he spoke harshly to the Pharisees and the scribes, we shouldn't think that he had some attitude towards the law that they upheld so rigidly. In fact, Jesus tells us not only did he come to uphold the law, but the least transgression against it can make us least in the kingdom of heaven. And we heard that this morning in our gospel. I think it's important to know that Jesus didn't say these words to condemn us. Instead, he said them to save us. After all, he came to bring us abundant life. But he knows that in order to experience that life to the full, we need to follow his commandments. Like a parent who's trying to keep us out of trouble, he warns us to be vigilant against sin, because he knows that giving into temptations will make us anything but happy. He knows that pursuing sin doesn't really set us free from the law. It only enslaves us into a kind of darkness. I think we're fortunate that Jesus doesn't just issue warnings from afar. He is with us every day, eager to help us root out sin wherever it shows up. He is with us to prick our consciences so that sin doesn't gain a foothold in our lives. He is there every evening to show us how we might have strayed from his truth and how we might be able to do better the next day. And wherever we bring our failings into his light in reconciliation, he is there to pick us up, wash us, and pour out life-changing grace. No, Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He didn't come to tell us to do whatever we think is right. The Ten Commandments still apply to our lives today. So too does the command to love God and love our neighbour with all our hearts. What is different now is that we have Jesus, the one who has fulfilled the law on our side and the one who is in our hearts. May we never forget the treasure that he is and the power that he offers to each one of us. Lord Jesus, thank you for fulfilling the law. Thank you too for filling us with your grace and power. Lord, we want to become like you. Amen.
Radio.org.au